With that long-distance introduction all the way from New York City, you and I begin our begin, Rosemary.
You put it so romantically.
How about a song?
By you.
All right. I found my love in Avalon beside the bay. I left my love in Avalon and I sailed far away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn. And so I think I'll travel on to Avalon. My love in Avalon took a tuna clipper and sailed away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn. So I think I'm gonna travel on to Avalon.
Now here's a word or two for every housewife. Listen, ladies. Paper lady, get your Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper?
Yes, ma'am. The latest news for every shelf and drawer in your home.
Spruce up for spring. Don't just do spring cleaning. Add the touch of elegance that gives spring cleaning meaning.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper. Look the best, yet they cost the least.
What's Roy lining for?
Lining drawers, covering closet boxes, dressing up old books elegantly.
Then what's Royal Edge?
Royal Edge is shelf paper and colorful edging combined. You just fold the edging down.
That does save time.
And money. See the new spring fashions in Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers at every variety store. And
spruce up for spring. Make your home bright and gay. Roy Ledge and Roy Lining papers today.
Rosemary, may I tell you that it's wonderful to have you here on the show and brighten things up with your radiant personality.
And do half the work?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But also brighten things up.
We can't call this work, Bing.
You're so right, Rosie, really. Singing is a joy.
Right you are. Say, you don't happen to be in a sentimental mood by any chance, do you?
Always.
Well, then let's sing something to remember you by.
I'm Bing.
Far away from me, dear.
Some little something, meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be.
Though I'll pray for you night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me,
pray for you
night and day for you. It will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. Far away from me.
From time to time, we broadcast vital but little-known information here.
Oh, quite often our items are vital but little-known.
And what wee tip do you have for us today, Rosie?
Well, it's about buying shoes. When would you say would be the best time of day to buy shoes?
Oh, well, I suppose really during the lunch hour when you have a little time off. How about that? Would that be the time?
Nope. Hmm. What do you think, Ken?
Well, I'd say the best time of day to buy shoes would be the time you had the money to pay for them.
Yeah, maybe. But really, the time of the day to buy shoes is after 4 p.m.
Oh, really? We should buy our shoes after 4, huh?
Yeah. And that is because your feet stretch out a full size after you've spent most of the day on them.
They do? Your plates of meat stretch out full size after you've been clomping around for the day, huh?
Yeah, Tootsie's really flattened out there.
Oh, I get it. So if you're going to buy shoes, you buy them after 4 p.m., or you're liable to buy them too small. Is that it?
That's it.
Well, of course, this advice doesn't apply to ladies, does it?
Well, it applies to ladies who are sensible.
Are there any... I thought ladies always bought shoes that were too small for them.
Not always. Of course, a lady does sort of like to force a foot into a shoe.
Well, it's just because they enjoy the struggle, the challenge.
Yeah, that probably accounts for that painful look on a lady's face after 4 p.m.
Yeah, you see, a lady's probably wearing a shoe that's a size too small for her anyway, and then her foot stretches out a full size after 4 p.m., so that makes it two sizes too short. Man, she's in a lot of trouble.
Oh, well, have fun with it, boys. I just wanted to let the folks listening know that for real comfort and for real fit, buy your shoes after 4 p.m.
When you buy those shoes, keep your eyes peeled for cat's paw heels and soles. These are the bottoms that are the tops.
A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter. And the ones you love inside. I don't believe in fretting or grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasants. Those things roll off of my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. Yes, a cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter. And the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road. Free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeedy. Give me the simple life. And living I find is best when your mind is keen as a carving knife. I'm crazy about sleep, can't do without sleep. Give me the simple life. I love to whittle and play a little tune on a 10-cent fife. Life. I greet the dawn when I awaken. The sky is clear up above. I like my scrambled eggs and bacon served by someone that I love. Some like the high road, I like the low road.
strife. Sounds corny, seedy, but yes, indeed. Give me the simple life.
Prosecution ready. Court will proceed.
I'm innocent, Your Honor.
How do you know? You haven't heard the charge yet.
Yes, what is the charge, Mr. Prosecutor?
Well, in these cases, the charge is mere pin money.
That's all? Mm-hmm. Then I'm guilty, Your Honor.
But guilty of what? Well, somebody please read the charge.
Gladly. Not having her shoes repaired when it costs so little, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Well, this calls for the maximum penalty. Does prisoner wish to make a statement?
I plead extenuating circumstances.
And I object.
You mean there's no shoe repair shop near you, Miss Clooney?
Oh, but there are. Shoe repair shops are everywhere.
Including ones with a cat's paw cat in the window?
Especially ones with a cat's paw cat in the window.
You see, she has no excuses.
I see. Are you ready for your sentence, prisoner?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, using a skill and such unexcelled materials as cat's paw, soft, resilient, non-slip rubber heels, cat's paw soles, and lighter-than-leather, lighter-than-rubber microlite soles, the modern shoe repairer rebuilds shoes good as new, quickly and economically.
Wow, what a sentence.
Why don't you make her write it 100 times or 500 times in her best Palmer method? Go ahead, Your Honor.
No water. Next case.
Listenable, buddy. Wonderful, thanks. Stylish indeed. Professor Cole, I tell you what you do. Just kind of vamp a little, huh? Let's see what ensues.
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. Are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say? What is there to hearts in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. To marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you.
Rosemary, there's just one song left here. You want to take it?
Why, thank you, Bing. You sure you don't want it?
No, I'm always gullible. It's all yours.
Trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love.
Foot goodbye. On the ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
Au revoir. Listen again, won't you?
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.